back to the Oklahoma Today podcast. I'm your host, Ben Lucian, and boy, do I love movies. The podcast of the big screen, I always say. And do you know who else likes movies? Khaki Porch, the founding executive director of Dead Center Film Festival, which will mark its 20th year in Oklahoma City this June. Passes for the upcoming event are on sale now at deadcenterfilm.org. We're going to talk more with Khaki about what you can expect at this year's festival, including some exclusive announcements. But first, how about this preview trailer from our sponsor? You are called to be bold. You have a right to the best wireless service, high-speed internet, and customer service at a price you can feel good about. At Bravado Wireless, we know this. That's why we put you and your community first. Bravado Wireless, the power of connection. So, you don't have to be a critic or a cinephile to appreciate a good movie. They bring us together. They give us something to share and to talk about. Movie theaters have traditionally been some of our number one memory makers. You can watch a movie literally anywhere these days, anywhere. But some places are a lot more special than others. For this question of the week, we asked, what is your favorite place in Oklahoma to see a movie? Editor-in-Chief Nathan Gunner.
On my phone during an orbital skydive. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? You said anywhere, so.
You can. I mean, pretty much anywhere where there's internet.
I want to be cool and say Oklahoma City Museum of Art, because they have an amazing film program, and if you like independent film, you should go there a lot, but I don't go enough, despite having a membership, and I'm going to try to resolve that this year. So in the interest of being honest, I'm going to say I really actually like the Harkins downtown. That one's really nice. Yeah. I noticed the other day, I was in Norman yesterday, and I noticed that the Regal there is getting in the middle of a glow up. So that's nice. So maybe I'll go back there. We used to watch movies there in high school all the time. But then I really like Flicks Brewhouse too.
Yes.
Which is new up on Broadway Extension.
So. I do like Flicks. Yeah. It can be hard to get in though.
It's popular.
Can't just go on a whim all the time.
No.
Not during a popular movie time.
Oh, and Tinseltown. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Tinseltown's great. They have such cheap matinees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Harkins, fun fact about Harkins, we had my brother's bachelor party there. We rented out a theater to play video games. So.
Wow. That's
a good, that's fun. Wow, and nobody got up to any nonsense that way, so that's nice.
I'll leave. There might have been some light nonsense.
Okay, well, that's all right. That's a bachelor party. So
yeah. Senior editor Carly Ibarra.
I would have to say Rodeo Cinema, just because, like, not only do they show movies that you can see at other theaters, but they also have, like, events. Like, I watched Nosferatu, which was super cool, and it had, like, a live, like, organ player, which was really
cool.
Neat. Yeah,
they have a lot of cool events up there.
They absolutely. I feel like, I subscribe to their newsletter, and, like, it's one of the ones I actually, like, look at every single time it comes in, because I'm like, ooh, what can I see? I'm always excited to see what their new lineup is.
I feel like they premiere a lot of local independent films.
Yeah.
It's just so, and it's, like, such a, it's, like, it's not the nicest theater, but it is very historic, and, like, you feel, like, really cool going there, I guess. I don't know how else to put it.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Carly, you are a former movie theater employee, yes?
I am, and I did not pick my former movie theater as my favorite. It reminds me of being at work,
I don't
like to go to the AMC at Quell Springs Mall very much. Although
Which
sometimes...
Which is nothing against the AMC at Quell Springs
it's
Mall,
it's a great theater, and sometimes it's the only place you can see some movies because they have 24 screens.
Very true.
Yeah. But if I had my druthers, I would rather go to Rodeo.
They have some stuff that
And it's just kind of a drive to get up there too if you don't live up there.
Photo editor Megan Rossman, your favorite movie destination?
Well, Penn Square Mall, because that's where I usually go, so I guess it's my favorite, and it's near me, so.
I like that theater.
They have the chairs that move.
That's the big draw, is that, and you can get into the movie theater without having to go through most of the mall as well.
That's true.
So
you can just park up there on top and go right in.
It's a big bonus for me.
I like that the super comfy chairs have sort of become an industry staple.
Absolutely. Because, like, otherwise, why bought? Like, you can stream almost anything. So you've got to give the people something extra to incentivize them to come to the theater.
Right.
Absolutely. I saw something at the Texas Theater in Dallas one time, and it was those old school movie theater seats. And it was the original Avengers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this movie is too long for chairs this uncomfortable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
The only thing about the reclining chairs is that sometimes I feel like I need to be reclined, or if I'm sitting up straight, like mm-hmm. I'm blocking people behind me. I don't know if that's true mm-hmm. or not.
Yeah.
But I feel
I
that way.
I don't think it is.
I have straight up fallen asleep in some of those chairs before.
Yeah, it's a little too. Yeah.
They're very comfortable. Yeah. I wish I had one in my office and my home, but I would probably not get anything done because I'd just be reclining all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair. So.
Research editor Kirsten Stone, where do you like to watch your movies?
I have about 3 favorites, depending on what vibe I want to go for with the movies. If it's like a big movie that's just coming out and we're all, like my group of friends and I are all very excited, we typically go to the Warren and more and see it on the IMAX.
I love seeing stuff there. Yeah.
Yeah. If we want something like a little bit smaller, a little bit more fun, we will typically try and get like one of our friends with a pickup, or I'll go home and grab my pickup for my parents' house, and we will like sit in the bed at the drive-in in Chickasha at the Chief One.
Oh yeah.
And we'll do quite a few there in the summertime when it's nice weather. We'll take like blankets and stuff, lay in the bed and just have fun. And then other than that, I really like Carnegie's too, because it's so historic and old, and the show dogs there are just so yummy and so perfect to me.
Oh, that makes me want. Okay, this summer I'm gonna make it
show
a point
dog.
To go.
The
to
show
go to
dog.
The drive-in in Carnegie.
Like hot dog.
Where is this?
Carnegie. I want to go see a movie at their drive-in now and try one of their show
dogs. I'm so hungry for hot dogs
right now. The drive-in's
right now,
in Chickasha. Carnegie is like one of like the oldest theaters in the state, right?
It's not a drive-in. Okay, but they still have good show dogs. The good show dogs are in Carnegie.
Yes.
At their movie theater, not their drive-in. Okay, I want to go.
A show dog. That just sounds so fancy.
I know.
Like, so good.
Megan's going to be thinking about show dogs.
She's
going to
be thinking about hot dogs all day.
We've already had a hot dog discussion today, believe it or not.
Yes, they're on my mind.
Well, Nathan, you said that you didn't want, I can't remember exactly what you said, but the cool answer was the art museum, which you didn't take, so I'm going to take it.
Okay.
I like going to the art museum to see a movie because it is, it's very serious. You can focus, there's not a lot of the frills and like the all the candy and the concessions.
There's a little bit of stuff.
You can get stuff. You can get stuff. But if you want to zoom in on a little bit of a higher brow picture, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great venue for it.
Yeah.
And so many things at the art museum.
Yeah.
So
can I say one that I thought someone was going to say and nobody did? Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure we get it. Circle Cinema in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a nice theater.
Combines the amazing film selections of the Oklahoma City Museum of Art with a pretty decent snack bar.
Well, luckily our readers, our listeners have our back.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure Circle didn't get excluded.
Right, because Julie Womble Anderson is a big fan of Circle Cinema.
It's great there.
Yeah, that was her answer.
Great place to see a film.
Yes, I believe the sibling of Rodeo Cinema, right? Mm-hmm. Sibling Cinema, mm-hmm. Yeah. So very cool. Definitely recommended. Elizabeth Bedford said the Rialto Theater in Alva, best popcorn and can't beat the prices. Family-owned business who care about the community.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, I would love to visit sometime. Best popcorn. She's got me there. I'll travel anywhere for the best popcorn. Carolina Jo Arnold said Coleman in Miami.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
theater. I'll be there in a couple weeks.
Yes. I know they do some live organ accompaniment for some of their films.
I've always wanted to go to that theater, too. I'm really excited to see it.
Take the tour. Mm-hmm. It's really fun, and it's free.
Yeah.
Yes. Sarah Johnson King said the B&B Star World 20 in Tulsa. I saw that they have a lot of like game and like take 'em paint night, so they do a lot of innovative events there.
That's awesome.
Donna Johnson Riffle said Northridge Cinema 8 Mitchell Theaters in Guymon, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And that's right next to Mr. Burger, the Guymon State.
I know right where that is. I know right where that Mr. Burger is. That's a good Mr. Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amy Easton Edgar said the Duncan Theater in Cushing. Their sister business is Godofredo's Pizzeria and Tap Room. And it's open right next door, so you can get a little pizza before or after your movie.
All right.
Yes. Cherry Shoemaker said the Tulsa Hills AMC. I think my aunt has taken me there before.
Okay.
So I think we saw Home on the Range. That's a really old Disney movie. Not really old, but like from back in the day.
It's made by
really old Kirsten.
Made by the ancient Etruscans.
Yeah. Let's see. Therese Duncan Anderson said AMC Yukon.
Mm-hmm. I've been in that one.
Yep,
yeah.
Same.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny Marie Madison said the Okla Theater in McAllister.
Okay. Oh, that place is neat.
Yeah, they have the big old neon sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say it's not currently open, like showing movies, but they are undergoing a big, they're working on it. They're undergoing a big renovation. It looks really pretty.
I love downtown
McAllister. They recently, you know, lit up the sign again. It was a big deal.
They have a nice downtown there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've already sort of alluded to this. M. Stephen Calloway said the Chief Drive-In in Chickasha.
We had a really fun photo shoot there one time. Remember with my brother and sister-in-law?
Oh, is that the Chief Drive-In in Chickasha? Okay,
Yeah.
I remember that.
They still have that photo hanging up somewhere in their house.
Another fun drive-in is the Admiral Twin.
That's a great one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we mention the Winchester?
The Winchester that's on the south side of Oklahoma City. The TP Drive-In in Tulsa. Chuck Foxon, who runs a circle, is taking that over now too, which is exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good ones.
The drive-in is a very unique movie experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
I find it challenging.
Do you?
Like, I can't.
To hear
it can be.
Sometimes.
To hear and to just pay attention to the movie with all. I remember going to see some movie with Tom Cruise when aliens were invading and.
You mean War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds, yes. And there was like a helicopter flying around the Winchester
that's south side.
40 minutes, and I just kept watching the helicopter. And I don't remember the movie really.
You didn't miss anything. It wasn't very good.
That's what I was told. So.
I feel like that's
a really bad movie.
That's a good place to go if like maybe you've already seen a movie and you just want to like hang out with your friends.
If
the movie's not really the point.
Like, because it was really fun. It just was like, I just didn't watch the
what
movie.
What goes on at drive-ins besides watching movies?
I don't know.
Talking about movies?
Talking about movies and eating popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Very nothing else.
That is it.
Movie discussions.
That is it.
End of list. Sometimes, if the movie
kissing.
Twister is to be believed, sometimes tornadoes intervene.
Yes.
At that's drive-in
true.
Theaters.
Tornado.
But as far as I know, it's never actually happened.
Not that I've seen in real life. Well, that was a lot of fun. I learned a lot about some new places. So now we can bring in Khaki to hear some Dead Center announcements.
All right, so believe it or not, we're already getting close to Dead Center time, folks. It's coming up. And there's no one better to talk about Dead Center than Khaki Borch, who the executive director and also was with the festival in its infancy. Khaki, how are you doing today?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on the podcast today to talk about all the fantastic things about Dead Center.
Yeah, we're always excited to talk about Dead Center. I'm just curious, where are you all at? I know it's a year-round process putting the festival together. Where are you all at right now? What's the workflow?
Yeah, so we our submissions closed in February, and we are lining out our schedule right now. We're going to start rolling out, in particular, Oklahoma films in April. And each week we're going to announce some more Oklahoma films, and then our full slate will probably be announced the end of April, maybe first of March. And I'm excited. We've had some amazing submissions this year, so I'm really excited about the festival. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. It's one of my favorite Oklahoma events every year. I absolutely love it. I think it's the kind of thing where if someone was like, "What's Oklahoma like versus what people think it's like," you know, I would say the Dead Center and you'll find out. And obviously the schedule's not released yet, but I'm curious, what do you think, especially because you've had such a long history with the festival, you know, with the organization, it's not just a festival, which we'll talk about later. What to you makes a great Dead Center film? What are the qualities that when you see a movie, you see a film and you're like, oh my gosh, Dead Center, that's a Dead Center film. What makes
it? Oh, that's interesting. So, I guess we do have, well, first of all, we love our Oklahoma filmmakers, and we almost always have 20 to 25% Oklahoma films. And we, you know, love that. We always love that. And
one of my favorite things about it, like Okie Shorts is always one of my favorite things every year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we have some good Oki features this year, which I'm excited about. But I think that what I just in general, what makes the film festival special is people coming in town to talk about their films. Yeah. And so you'll watch a documentary and you'll get to talk to the subject matter or the director or the producer. And that is truly what to me makes a documentary, I mean, or a film festival so cool, is you get to talk to the people that created it. And we will, of course, have some name talent this year. So, so that's it'll be an exciting environment to be around this year.
So the Dead Center Festival this year is June 6th through the 9th, right?
And yes, that's
passes
correct.
Are available now currently on the website.
That's right.
You all have some icons planned already. So I look forward to the icons every year. It's always interesting.
We do. And I guess this will be the first announcement on this podcast.
Oh, wow.
I know. Woohoo! Paul Sparks, who is from Lawton, Oklahoma. He has been in multiple films. What I love him for is House of Cards. Mm. He was the reporter, or he wrote the book about, you know, the president. And I thought he was so good in that series.
Yeah, he was.
Anyways, he is a Lawton boy. And we are hopefully going to show one of his films. We're deciding between one or two of his films that are out right now that we're probably going to screen at the festival. So that'll be exciting. And then also Dylan Brody, who is from Tulsa. We all know him most recently from Reservation Dogs. He worked on Reservation Dogs, but he also was the unit production manager of Minari. He did locations for Killers of the Flower Moon. We have an actor. I mean, essentially someone who's all kind of on the crew side, which I think will be, I'm excited. We're really excited to have them as our two icons this year.
I love that. The icons thing is so cool. I mean, that's where, like, just for listeners who've never been, like, that's where, like, you got the Jean Grey and Cyclops reunion one year on the stage at the Myriad Gardens, like, because you had James Marsden receiving the award one year and it was presented by Famke Janssen. And so it was this cool X-Men reunion. And like, just things like this are the stuff that happens at Dead Center that people don't know is happening in their own backyard. And so that's why I'm always excited every year to talk about it and to like hype it to people.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, obviously it's a film festival and there's just a ton of amazing independent films. And like the names that I heard for the first time at Dead Center, Taika Waititi.
Yes.
Heard that name at Dead Center Film Festival. Sterling Harjo, same thing. For like so many names, like you'll see so many films, listeners, that by people whose names you're going to be seeing and faces you're going to know in just a year.
We have a picture of Lily Gladstone in our magazine.
Yes. I know. Yes. Yeah. Lily. Yeah.
Lily Gladstone was there last year.
Actually. Yeah. She was here last year with two films, and that was really, her life was changing really when she was here because she was already coming with Quantum Cowboys. And then, but then by the time that she was here and then she had a person and we had to go through people and she had like, it was very different. And even when she did the Q&A for Fancy Dance, which she is great in Fancy Dance. And I'm so glad that that's going to, you know, be shown on Apple because it is an amazing film by Erica Tremblay, who was our icon last year.
Yeah.
But she was, you know, she couldn't talk about Killers of the Flower Moon. And she was very aware that her life was about to change, completely change. And of course we were all rooting for her at the Oscars, but also watching her on that path and being on all the talk shows and how she was such a fierce representative for her, you know, indigenous roots. And it was really an honor to watch her. And I'm so proud of everything she's done. And of course she will be back. Like we all know that she at some point is going to be on that Oscar stage because she is the best.
Yes. What a powerhouse performance in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the kind of thing. I mean, that's the kind of people that you see at Dead Center, and then, you know, even a year later or less, they're at the Oscars or they're somewhere huge, right? That's what's amazing.
And Lily, Lily was around. Like, she was hanging out and having beers, you know? I mean, absolutely. And that's that is, you know, we talked about the passes, but that's one of the perks of a pass is you come to all the parties. And we have about two parties a day, sometimes three, four.
The official parties
Well, and then there's just, you know, running into people and saying hi and hug necks of people you haven't seen in a long time. And that's always nice.
Yes. Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, so running into people, that's something that we're doing new this year is we have an official hub, the DC hub, which will be at the Fortson, which is the old 21C. And we the entire lobby will be the Dead Center Film Festival. So in the main gallery will be virtual reality films, which we're so excited about. And then we will have a room for panels. We'll have a room for press. We'll have a room for podcasters. We're going to have multiple events there. A lot of our, you know, incoming filmmakers will be staying there. So it'll be great to have one place where everyone can gather. If you don't know where to go, come on over to the hub, and we're going to have shuttles running throughout the festival. That's kind of where we start. Yeah.
That's awesome. So exciting. I love that idea. And then you talked a little bit too, obviously without giving too much away, about kind of each day of the festival or each night of the festival having kind of a centerpiece film. Can you talk a little bit about that idea?
Yeah. So that is, so Sunrise Tipicani is our new director of programming. Sarah Thompson, who was around for years and years. Like, I think she was with Dead Center for 16 years. I mean, she started as a volunteer. And then of course, you know, as we kept giving her more responsibility because she kept hanging around. And so she, of course, has built an amazing program. And under her leadership, we became, you know, we have, we're an Oscar qualifying film festival in two categories, which is live short action and also animation. And Sunrise has absolutely like taken the reins and has really, really elevated what our programming is going to be this year. Awesome. And it was really his idea to have centerpieces every night. So there'll be more high profile films, feature films, and there will always be someone with the film, the director, an actor, the producer, you know, and maybe multiple people with each film. So that's something that we're really going to highlight this year. And we're really excited about.
That's so exciting.
You know, the last couple of years, some of the films I've been really excited about at Dead Center have been these like sports documentary style productions from the Thunder.
Yeah,
an outstanding job with that. One that stands out to me is, of course, in 2020 when everything shut down due to the pandemic, and Oklahoma City, the Thunder game was a bit of a ground zero in that. So they did an outstanding job with that piece.
Yes, they will be back. And it's funny because they last night during the Thunder game, they showed that clip of it, like the world shutting down. It was actually March 11th.
That's right.
Which I didn't. Yeah, it was March 11th in 2020. And I was at that game. I remember it very well. And I could not believe that nobody was freaking out because it was this weird, like they kept having all this entertainment and it was the weird. And it was like, and here's the halftime show. And I was like, what is happening right now? Yes. And when they announced that the game had, you know, been canceled, nobody was freaking out. It was such a weird, it was like, well, okay, I guess it's over. That was such a weird moment. And then of course,
Thunder get to make this historically significant documentary.
Also, just real quick, kudos to that whole crowd. Like,
I know.
For keeping it together and being cool. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Thunder fans are the best.
They are.
We have been very, very lucky to partner with OKC Thunder Films for years. And we have always premiered one of their films, and we will do it again this year. It's in production. So I'm not sure they have really even a finalized film this year, but it'll be fantastic because they always are.
They've got a couple months. They're good. They'll be fine. So, you know, we talk a lot about the festival, and I love the festival, as you know. I'm a huge fan of it. And by the way, listeners, there are multiple free screenings, too.
Yes.
Like, if you can't afford the pass, if you don't want to spend the money, whatever, you can still come and join in on the fun. There's free screenings and all that kind of stuff.
The hub that I mentioned earlier, all those VR films are free.
Awesome.
And if you come by the hub, we will have popcorn and coffee all day long.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll be seeing me then.
Yeah, exactly.
And each day will be a little bit of a different flavored popcorn. I think one day we have dill pickle popcorn. I was like, oh yeah, I want to try that. Sure.
Dill pickle popcorn. Awesome.
I know. That's not amazing.
I love it.
But we also have, at Scissor Tail, there's a free outdoor screening on Saturday, which is Saturday, June 8th. Mm-hmm. We always have a community screening, and I don't know when that was, sometime in the weekend, and that's free. So yeah, we will always have free programming for all of our neighbors in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite. I love the free screening because it's always one. It's always in the past. I don't know if it will be this year, but in the past, it's always been a really great documentary kind of centering around entertainment and the arts. And I've always really loved that. Like, 10 Feet from Stardom, was that the name of the film? About the singers? or five yes. feet, something feet from Stardom. I yes, love yes, yeah. Lisa Fisher and all the people who are background, like things like that. And that's the Thunder films have shown sometimes during that. So those free screenings are always really fun. I always go with my mom. But people always come up to me when I'm at them and are like, what is this? What's going on? And so I always get
to
talk about Dead Center. Which is always really exciting too. But in addition to a festival where all of that, sorry, was going, it's Dead Center. Dead Center is not just a festival. It is an arts. You guys are an arts. Y'all are an arts organization for the state of Oklahoma. And talk a little bit about some of the other things you do. Dead Center University is yes. such a fascinating initiative.
Yes. And so, yeah, we really have literally robust year-round programming. So we are the only statewide education tour that is bringing film education to rural Oklahoma. And all those young people, we've invited them to submit a 3-minute film, which, you know, a lot of times, yeah, all you have is a cell phone. And it's like, yes, you can do something on your cell phone. Yeah. I mean, there have been films, there was, you know, films at Sundance that have been shot on phones. So, yeah, so there is absolutely opportunity. And something that we are doing, because we got a grant, is we're bringing film packages to high schools in Oklahoma. So they will have, it's an entry-level film camera, but it's like a lighting package and sound. So they can work on higher level equipment. So they can really be ready for the, you know, for the workforce, because there truly is opportunity in Oklahoma in the film industry. There is something for everybody.
Yeah.
And you always think, like, you know, in front of the camera or like director, producer, but I mean, gosh, just stuff like, I mean, craft services or, I mean, costuming, electrician, construction, yeah. transportation is huge.
Yeah.
So there truly is something for everyone in this industry. And that's where, and we're very dedicated to letting everybody know. So Dead Center University, yes. So a lot of those young people are invited to Dead Center University. This year we have expanded it. It's going to be 4 days instead of two. And for young people, it's going to be at the Oklahoma City Community College, which has been recognized as one of the top 25 film schools, which is really, really cool.
Amazing.
It probably will be more competitive this year because it's going to be a smaller group. And at the end, they're going to make a film and it will premiere at Dead Center on Saturday, which hasn't happened before. So we're really excited about that. And then something else we're doing this year is we have a second track just for teachers. So
that is awesome.
It is. We're really, really excited about it. So Brian Cardinal Powell, who is the he is the head of the film program at Oklahoma City University. He is going to head that up, and it's a 2-day workshop for teachers, because the media arts is now part of the curriculum for public schools. And this year if during our tour, we found out teachers didn't really know how to teach it yet. Mm. And so that's one thing. And Brian is the person who wrote the curriculum. So, teachers will really learn from the person who wrote the curriculum. So that's an exciting thing. And both those programs are free, which, you know, is a big deal to offer those for free.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that will make an impact to elevate film education.
That's exciting. That is really exciting. And all the, if people are interested in learning more, the information is all on deadcenterfilm.org. And you can explore that and find that too. And I feel like I would be remiss not to talk about your volunteers, because volunteers are so much of what make Dead Center happen.
Yes.
I'm like emotional talking about this. Oh my gosh. I really am. I guess because I mean, I've done it. I've known tons of my friends have done it. Like, and you can do it year round. Like, it's not just the festival, although the festival definitely needs volunteers.
Right.
But yeah, talk about your volunteers a little bit, because they are amazing.
Oh my gosh. They are the absolute greatest. I mean, the greatest. We really could not do it without them. You know, in each volunteer, if you work two shifts, you get a free pass. And they're
you're that work listeners. Shifts.
That's right. Win a free pass.
Yeah.
So I know Glitterball, which is our biggest fundraiser, was just in January. We'll have volunteer opportunities at the arts festival. We're gonna have a food booth. We've collaborated with Big Bang Theory a couple of years.
That place. That's exciting.
Oh, it is so delicious. So delicious.
Yep.
So we'll need volunteers for that. We are going to have a screening again at the Norman Music Festival. We'll need volunteers for that. And then, and it actually is really fun to volunteer at Dead Center. And you can bring your friends, you can sign up a group. You know, we need people really all hours of the day. And it, cause it absolutely, there's a summer camp feel when you volunteer, you know? Yeah. So it's super fun. You get a free t-shirt, of course.
I have mine. Again, I literally was wearing mine last night. So yeah. They're great t-shirts.
They are. And they're always, and this year the color is going to be orange last year. So it's that's always the most colorful shirt. Mm-hmm. So I know, and I like the design. And so Freestyle does all of our branding. And so they've created some more fantastic t-shirts for us this year.
That's awesome. Yeah. Listeners, if you are interested in this and you want to participate, volunteering is a great way to be a part of Dead Center. And like Kaki said, free pass.
That's right. Free pass.
You are two ships. So,
how can people become volunteers if they're interested?
So, you know, that's a good question. I'm not sure we have a volunteer. So, you can email info@deadcenterfilm.org. And I wonder if, I don't know, you know, now that we're having this conversation, we need to put something on the website.
I'm looking at the website now, and under where it says Film Festival, the pull down menu has a link that says volunteer. And there's the form you can fill out. So if you go to Dead Center and pull down the one that says Film Festival, listeners, there's a form right there you can fill out that says volunteer.
Fantastic. And we will be promoting it on social media too. And social media is Dead Center Film pretty much everywhere. And that's always the place to find out, you know, all the latest information. Because something else we haven't talked about is we do year-round screenings.
Yes.
Continuum. That's right. And those are free also.
Yep.
So we always collaborate with community partners. It's a film that has to do, you know, usually with people that don't necessarily see themselves on screen all the time. There's a lot of great dialogue that goes on afterwards, conversation. Mm-hmm. And we've, you know, collaborated with, you know, Respect Diversity, OKC Pride, or I guess they're Pride Oklahoma now, mm-hmm. Moms Demand Action, Noise, just some really great, community partners.
Yeah.
To elevate all kinds of voices and also to let everyone know that everyone's welcome at Dead Center, you know, that it's a safe place, a welcoming place. Yeah. And it's a, and it's a place where we can have really good conversations in a community collaborative environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I've had the best conversations of my life because of films at Dead Center.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Where are the best places for people to keep up to date with new announcements and developments with Dead Center? As you all continue to unveil things, I guess, like social media.
Yeah, I think social media is always the best. So we are on Instagram. We are Dead Center Film on same thing on Facebook. To me, those are the two where people catch our announcements the most. Yeah. We also try and update our Facebook page. But I think actually Instagram, if you follow our Instagram and look at our stories, that's usually we are keeping those updated. Yeah. As quickly as we can.
Yes.
Awesome. Oh, and we do have a newsletter. So you can sign up for a newsletter on the website, deadcenterfilm.org. And I think right now, like we have at the top of our webpage, there's screens. And so I think one of those screens, it says you can sign up for the newsletter. So we send out a newsletter about once or twice a month about things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's very good.
Kaki, we'll wrap up here in a minute, but I just was, our question of the week this week is we have a question of the week every week on the podcast, and it's I forget the exact verb.
It's something like,
where in Oklahoma is your favorite place to see a movie? So do you have a movie theater or venue or anything like that that like stands out in your mind?
So I do love, I mean, if we could transport Alamo Draft House here, that would be my absolute favorite. I love Flicks Brew House.
Yep.
We love Harkins. That's one of our main venues. Oh, yeah. But also, you know what? Seeing an outdoor movie at the Winchester is the greatest.
Yes, the Winchester Drive-In, South OKC. Yeah.
Yes, the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. Those would be my top three, I think.
Okay. That's awesome.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. I knew I had to ask Kaki.
Totally.
Film person. Yeah.
It's great. So listeners know, the venues for Dead Center tend to be Harkins, like you said.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll have
about... OKC Museum of Art is another big one.
Yes. Yeah. First Americans Museum. And we will have on Saturday night, Scissortail Park. Around 8 o'clock, we'll have an outdoor screening that's for free. And then I think we're also going to have, we're still talking to them, but we're going to have films at Rodeo Cinema on Film Row.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe do some more like the quirky experimental midnight shorts there. Of course, you know, Sunrise Tipicana will make all those decisions, but yeah, but that's, I think that's another good venue. They've been partners with us for a really long time. So I think that's another venue where we're going to be. I think that's it.
Yeah. It's, I like dead. It's in the dead center of the city.
That's right. That's right. And of course, virtual reality films will be at the Hub at the Fortson, yeah, which is formerly 21C.
Those are very cool. Those are very
cool. It's wherever the theater is with the long line of people, that's how you'll find this.
That's right. That's right.
A very competitive line of people. Yeah.
That's right. We will have about, I think, 6 or 7 screens at Harkin. So there will be, like, if you miss a film, get back in line and there'll be another film there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the festival this year is June 6th through the 9th, and the passes are available now. Just go to deadcenterfilm.org. Khaki, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We're so glad you're ready to come on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan.
Likewise.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Every time I think of Khaki, you know that Kaiser Chiefs song, Ruby?
Mm-hmm.
Ruby, 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 Ruby. Yeah. I always want to go, Khaki, 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 Khaki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a natural reflex.
Right, that, yeah, I can't help it.
Because Khaki's so great.
She's great, yeah.
Keep saying her name over and over again. All right, so you guys want to do some pod vents?
Yeah.
Let's do some.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go first. Yeah.
Jumping to the front of the line.
Because I've got a little bit of a game here.
Mm.
We all know Mad Libs, right?
Yeah.
The blank thing. I've got a little Mad Lib for us.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go around. Everyone's going to contribute.
Okay.
We're
going to start.
My Mad Libs tend to be.
Let's all take a moment and cleanse our dirty minds.
Yes.
Just a moment. All
right.
Remember, Jesus is
dangerous.
Kirsten, I'm going to need a type of animal.
I don't like this game. I want to pick a cool animal.
Don't overthink it. First thing that comes to mind. Cool. First animal that comes to mind.
Axolotl.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Good animal choice.
I can spell it for you if you need.
Yeah, you'll read a story about axolotls in our next issue.
All right, Megan, I need something you wouldn't want to see in a dark alley.
Mm.
Something I wouldn't want to see.
Would not.
Mm.
What are the things that you would want to see? I don't know.
I know. Is there anything you want to see? Let's go in this dark alley and see if they have a...
I wouldn't want to see... I don't know. A fruit basket?
A fruit basket. Okay.
I don't know why that...
That would be ominous.
I was thinking a hot dog, but I would want to see a hot... I'd want to see a hot dog anywhere.
Or I think the hot dogs again, huh?
I think I know. If anybody needs to trap Megan, I think I have an idea.
Carly, I need a type of weather event.
A type of weather event?
Yeah.
Fire-nado.
A fire-nado.
That's good.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now that is good.
That's a good weather event.
And Nathan, I need something symbolic of the state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. How about a Scissortail?
Scissortail. Very good.
I'm excited to see how this comes together.
I know, I am too. Did we build this city on rock and roll?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
The reason I had you all do this little Mad Lib is because the Oklahoma City Dodgers announced earlier this year that they are changing their name to the very Mad Lib prompt sounding Oklahoma City Baseball Club while they focus on finding a new localized team brand.
Mm.
So I figured that we would help out the suits and offer some of our own suggestions during pod events.
Nice.
So let me tell you all about the Oklahoma City Axolotls. We're welcoming into town the Albuquerque Isotopes to kick off. The Isotopes is real, by the way.
Yeah.
It's
a great Simpsons reference.
Yes.
Yep.
To kick off the 2024 home schedule at the Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. Opening night is Tuesday, April 2nd, but you can catch your hometown heroes, the Fearsome Fruit Baskets, at any night at any night during the six-game series that lasts until Sunday, April 7th. Catch the game this Friday or any of the Friday night games this season for Friday Night Fireworks, a perfect way to cap off a Fire-Nados game, weather permitting.
Mm.
Yep, nothing says Oklahoma City summer nights like a hot dog, peanuts, a cold beer at the Oklahoma City Scissor Tails game, a tradition unlike any other.
I have been saying for a while that I want them to find a completely off-the-wall, insane team name, like the Winston-Salem Disco Turkeys, which is a minor league team.
I like the Fruit Baskets.
I feel like
the Fruit Baskets is,
Oklahoma
City, is off-the-wall.
It sounds kind of
the
inviting.
The Oklahoma City Fire-Nado is just cool.
Yeah.
It would strike fear into the heart of their enemies.
It
for
would.
Sure.
It, really it would. It would. It would. Yeah.
Mascot.
Listen, if you're listening, anyone with an ability to influence the outcome here, please do not give us a like wolves or like I mean yeah. you know like
no please
tigers like it's fine
wild
but
cats.
Like it's been give us something
bulldogs
nuts.
The burying badgers
exactly yeah
would that not be
one.
Great
that's a great one yeah we do have those in Oklahoma too so that's
we do.
Perfect
and
yeah.
they're awesome little animals
yeah
too.
Like in the fact, Amarillo sod poodles is one I mean we can do better we can get there
the assassin bucks.
The assassin bugs. That's a good one. Uh-huh.
That's a great one. See, there's so many. Please, please let this team name be insane. That
yes.
is my prayer.
There's a lot. There's a lot of ways you could go with it, and they have my attention with this one. So you can check out OKCBaseball.com to purchase tickets and find more information.
Those games are so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about them.
Nathan, what is your event this time?
Well, so I hear that in order to get in to see Spamalot at the Pollard Theater in Guthrie, it's not enough to just have a ticket. You can buy it. You got to buy a ticket, but it's not enough. To get into the theater, though, you're going to you must answer these questions three.
Okay.
What is your name? What is your quest? What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? but don't worry, on that last question, just ask if it's a European or an African swallow, and you'll be able to get right into your seat just fine, because the dude asking will explode. That's right, Spamalot, the hilarious Broadway musical based on the comedy of British nut jobs Monty Python, is coming to Guthrie's Pollard Theater for pretty much the entire month of April. Shows begin April 3rd. No, I'm sorry, April 5th. I have my progressive lenses on, and I misread that. Can
oh,
you
boy.
Believe that? This is life in your 40s, folks. Shows begin April 5th and end on April 27th, so you'll have many opportunities to follow along with King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table as they search for the Holy Grail, encountering knights who say knee, killer rabbits, and more crazy hilarious stuff than should reasonably able to fit into a two-hour musical. For tickets or more info, visit thepollard, that's P-O-L-L-A-R-D, thepollard.org, or call 405-282-2800. That's going to be a fun show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Pollard has so many great shows.
I got overwhelmed writing that because I was that guy in high school that was constantly quoting Monty Python. And I, like, it all tried to come out at once. It was
yeah.
hard to write.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different ways you could go with that.
So many ways I could have gone with this. Yeah,
for sure.
But it was fun. Thank you.
Kirsten, what is your event this time?
Kirsten, what is your event this time? I don't know what I was saying. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It's okay. It was cute. Well, with Oklahoma getting such few lovely spring days, when we do, what could be better than a spring day spent outdoors? How about a spring day outdoors spent creating and or admiring artwork? The annual Montmartre Chalk Art Festival hosted at USAO in Chickasha is just the place for that. The festival, which will take place April 4th, will feature artwork created by students from around the state as well as adults. And even if you're not an artist, everyone is invited to view the chalk art while booths from local vendors and grabbing a bite to eat. The festival is also held in connection with the Drover Stock Music Festival, and for more information, you can call 405-574-1302.
That thing is really fun, that chalk festival. It's really, have you ever been to it?
Yeah,
being from Anadarko?
I did actually compete in it when I was in middle school.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
How'd you do?
Me and my best friend actually won some money. We got a prize.
Nice.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Hear that? There's money in prizes. You should go.
What did you, what did you draw?
What was your drawing?
I don't quite remember exactly what it looked like, so it was like seventh grade. But I know it was a face. I know it was a face. That's all I remember.
Okay.
And it had a bunch of different vibrant colors.
Hmm.
That's all I remember.
That's awesome. Cool. I love that. It's so fun. That event is a good time.
Well, Carly,
did you do your homework and would you like to share with the class?
I did indeed, for once. For us mortals, the arrival of spring means flowers blooming, animals busying themselves raising families, and more hours of sunshine. For the Greek goddess Persephone, however, it's time to leave her home and husband for months to get back to work, continuing the cycle of life. But even Hades' better half is excited about her favorite springtime happening, the Azalea Festival, held each year in Muskogee's Honor Heights Park. From April 1st through 30th, visitors can see more than 30,000 of the namesake flowers blanket 40 acres in almost every color of the rainbow. Blooming tulips, dogwoods, and wisteria add even more variety to this floral smorgasbord. There's also walking trails, five lakes, an arboretum, and a butterfly sanctuary to explore on the grounds. Admission is free, even if you aren't a powerful deity. Visit MuskogeeParks.org for more info.
That's always fun.
Yeah,
that's
I've never been to spring event Azalea Festival in Muskogee.
So. Well, you have 30 whole days to go, so
literally no excuse.
And there's lots of events that happen throughout the thing, so whatever day you're planning on going, just like check the calendar, and there's probably something fun going on.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest, the Muskogee gets really excited about every year.
And they should. That park is beautiful.
I wonder if that could or should be a stop on our next Tulsa trip.
Yeah.
It's a little out of the way, but I'll think about it. Anyway.
That could be fun. Megan Rossman, we're all excited to hear your event.
With all the color and variety, you easily could conclude that flowers are nature's most ubiquitous form of artistic expression, so it makes sense to put them on display at Art and Bloom at the Philbrook Museum of Art in Tulsa. From April 5th through the 7th, the entire museum will be filled with elaborate floral sculptures and arrangements created by local designers that were inspired by the art and architecture of Philbrook. Anyone can check out these buds with regular admission, but if you buy a VIP ticket for $13 more, you can partake in champagne, build your own stunning bouquet, and gain access to the visiting exhibit Kaleidoscope De La Torre Brothers Retro Perspective. Brothers.
Yeah.
Which hopefully I pronounced everything there right, but
it's in our current issue.
It is. Featuring Bigfoot on the cover. It's a lot of very cool glass sculptures and just collage work.
It's awesome.
It's really something that's worth a little bit extra admission cost. Anyway, for more information, visit philbrook.org.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I want to go build a bouquet and see a bunch of flowers and drink some booze.
Do you get to keep the bouquet? Like, do you get to take it home with you? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they, like, displayed them or something.
It becomes property of the Philbrook. Priceless art. There's a thing kind of like that at OKCMOA this month, too. That's going to be really fun.
Everyone's getting into the blooms.
Yeah.
It's the flower season.
It is.
I'm all for it, for sure. So for
Ben can buy himself flowers, write his name in the sand.
A great philosopher once told us that. It's time for the star of the show, and I just want to take the opportunity. We need to talk more about how when confronted with the question of what you would not want to see in a dark alley, Megan's answer was a fruit basket.
Yeah. It's creepy.
It seems disappointing.
No, that's,
Like, out of all the things you could see.
I mean, imagine, like, hey, there's a fruit basket down that alley. Should we go get it? No.
Is a trap set by a very dumb criminal.
I'm not going down like that.
It's also disappointing because you wouldn't want to, like, a fruit basket is a nice thing, but you don't want to eat an unaccompanied one that you find
in an alley. I figure, like, rats have been on it.
I don't know. I just, for some reason, pictured a fruit basket.
I'm still a little concerned, though, because the hot dog would be the same thing, and you said you did want to see a hot dog in the alley.
Well, because I'm really hungry.
It just speaks to the power of a hot dog, is what that does.
What if it was a basket of hot dogs? How would you feel about that?
I would be I would make an allowance for an unknown basket of hot dogs.
Murderers, take note.
See, I knew we needed to get the reasoning behind this answer, because I knew Megan had a logic for it.
No, there's always a logic.
Well...
Nothing against
that poor fruit basket.
Basket.
It's just gonna sit there in that alley and go bad.
What a waste! Like, I'd be so sad.
Who put that there? I wonder.
I don't know.
It's not even real.
Yeah,
we're doing world building for the Oklahoma City baseball club.
We're creating a mythology,
a whole lore to go with this team name.
If you
fruit baskets, man,
anybody listening to this is probably just like, basket. What is wrong with these people?
It's just like Batman, but it's a fruit basket. His parents were killed in an alley.
Well, if you like the show and you still can't get enough, head to OklahomaToday.com or pick up our latest issue on newsstands right now. Send your feedback to OKTPod@travelok.com. We'll talk to you again next week. The Oklahoma Today podcast is a production of Oklahoma Today magazine and the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department. Your hosts are Oklahoma Today editors Nathan Gunner, Carly Ibarra, Megan Rossman, Kirsten Stone, and Ben Lucian. Theme song, editing, and production help by Oklahoma Today's production manager, Bridget Sloan. For more information, visit OklahomaToday.com.
Goodbye.
Play ball.
It's a good show. I really want.
It was confusing.
Write this whole short story about this.
It was weird.
It was weird. Yeah, no, and because they never are, they're never confusing or weird. Our shows.
I feel
hungry.
Hungry and just I feel like people are gonna be really confused.
She needs a hot dog real bad.
Megan needs a hot dog real bad.
All right, things that aren't gonna make.